Now, where are you? Can we ask you, is it allowed to be disclosed where you are?
I think so. I'm at the wonderful Crown Plaza, which is a fantastic hotel with great views. I can look out the window here and see the great views of the beach. So I'm on the 16th floor, room 1506. If you want to come and visit, good luck getting in.
How big is it, Brian? How big is the room you're in right now?
Well, it's the size of a room, Bill. It's one room with a very small corridor, a lovely bed, and I've got a desk here the size of my computer, and that's about it.
Right. And how did you come across the particular room you're in, Bristol? Because we had some intel, Duck, yes, didn't we?
Oh, have we got some intel?
Yeah.
Now, BT.
Look at Duck.
I want to ask you a question. Who has been the biggest voice against the players hubbing? Who has been in the media? I'll tell you, BT, you have said about all the players. Well, a couple of the players who took families up there just wanted a little bit of separation, maybe a couple of rooms so the kiddies could sleep in another room and
a wall,
they could get a bit of
That's wrong. I haven't been against hubbing.
I'm talking about the players being prima donnas. You saying, they wanted to bring a cat up there. They wanted to bring a dog. They wanted to bring their pet lizard or their
swimming coach.
Someone up there, and that's ridiculous.
Just because someone wanted their grandparents and maybe the kiddies, maybe a swimming coach, and you were the biggest voice and you were saying, they're prima donnas and they shouldn't have this and they shouldn't have that. These are the very people that are putting the game on so you can speak about it, and you've been the biggest voice. And the reason why I'm strong on this
is because have a good punchline.
I have on good intel that our very own, and I won't tell her, Lisa, who organises the accommodation for us at 7 when we travel and everything else. Mm-hmm. I have on good authority yesterday when you got off the plane. You got off the plane, there was a direct call to her and you said, Lisa, once you knew you were going to the Crown Plaza, you said, call ahead. You're not at the Crown Plaza yet. You said, Lisa, I'm on my way to the Crown Plaza. Now listen. Ooh. I need a balcony. I need two rooms with a king-size bed in both.
Yes.
I need a lounge room with a dining table. So I need ocean view. What about this?
Is this the right?
I want a pool table.
A pool table.
No.
And you've just thrown in, Duck.
And a ping pong cover for it. So Tanya and I can play some pool.
What else, Duck? What else?
Now you've ruined your own story.
I need a never-fail spring water bottle with a cooler under it so I can have fresh water all the time. And the biggest one, the biggest one, and you said, Lisa, just let them know how big a VIP I am. I know they've had Tom Hanks up here and he's brought a lot of money into Queensland. But this is a big
and coronavirus.
I've heard, now they've got a massive, by the way, very good place, the Crown Plaza, but at the moment they've got a beautiful buffet down the bottom, restaurant breakfast.
Yes.
You asked for an exemption so you could go down, you and Tanya go down and eat at the buffet.
No. Brian?
Any truth in any of this?
Let's start at the end. Do you think out there, any normal person, Duck, but you haven't thought this through and you've been caught out, in a quarantine hotel that they would have a buffet? I don't think so, mate. The meals are delivered to your door in a plastic bag, in a plastic container, with a plastic knife and fork,
if you go online.
And I am very, very happy to be here. It's great arriving on a bus, something you've never done with people and real humans. I was on the bus. We enjoyed our bus trip. I spoke to the bus driver, who was just a wonderful driver, even though he didn't know where the Crown Plaza was. I got on famously with him, even though he couldn't drive.
Did you make that call to Lisa and ask for those demands?
Listen.
He's not answering.
I'm not sure whether you're aware, Duck, but when you get to this hotel, it is fantastic hotel, and it is run by the Queensland government, effectively, the police. They are here to meet you. You don't get a choice in anything, and I'm happy with that. I'm very, you know what, Duck? You refuse to come because you wouldn't put yourself out for the team. You wouldn't quarantine for the team. I said, no, I'll go up there for the team. I'll do, hang on, No one in Australia has done two lots of quarantine. I'm the only person in Australia that has quarantined twice for the benefit of the team. And I tell you what, here I am in Queensland, and I'm enjoying every moment on the 16th floor. I'm just loving this. And in 13 days' time, I'll be out of here, and I can't wait. And no, I surprisingly didn't request any of that, because you get what you're given when you come here, and that is the way that it should be.
And I'll tell you something else. I've already found out that you've already asked to be moved out of the room you're in.
Yeah.
You've already made the call and spoken to the police and said, I need a bigger room. And
I'll tell
you why. And I'll tell you why, unlike me, that you went up and I didn't. Because I know, I've got this on good authority as well. You just love a bit of me time. You just have to be seen live on grand final day up at the Gabba.
Oh, yeah. Only bloke in Australia to quarantine twice. That's bullshit, Brian.
That is true. Well, okay, Bill.
I'll give you another bullshit story. You have never been on a bus, and you've never spoke to a bus driver in your life.
Name another person in Australia that you know that has quarantined twice.
Well, Justin Langer, we just spoke to on air, he's in the middle of his third.
JB, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the two nuffies that are sitting alongside you, Duck and Billy, who only have a quarter of the size brain that you have, and have completely stuffed this up. Because if you know anything about quarantine, boys, when you step into Queensland, you don't do it like Damo did in style. You do it like I did. You do it with the people. You do it with love.